of Bay Campground.
Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is Jennifer available?
There's no Jennifer here.
Okay. You guys get a lot of people asking for her?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I have some old info. Is there a new owner around I could introduce myself to?
You're speaking with her.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm sure you're busy. Don't want to take a lot of your time. I guess Jennifer had done some financing with one of our partners around a year ago. We have the business pre-approved for some of our programs. So I kind of just wanted to see if you guys have any needs. But more importantly, you know, if you guys have any needs in the future, I can be here for you. Do you guys ever run into like cash flow issues or you're looking at any like new equipment or anything like that by chance?
Well, cash flow issues right now, just because it's getting to be the really slower part of our time.
Yeah.
Right now we're in a little bit of a cash crunch, but I'm sure we'll struggle through. But what kind of programs do you guys have?
Yeah, it's working capital financing. Yeah, it's working capital financing. Are you familiar with it?
Nope.
It's short term. It's not designed to put you on a big loan for 5 or 10 years or whatever. It's designed for specific purposes, just like this, to get you through kind of a slow period. You can do anywhere from 3 months to 24 months. Most of our customers will do anywhere from, like, I would say 6 to 12 months. But some of them use it for specifically your exact purpose, just to get you, you know, kind of through a slow period. So is the winter usually a little bit slower for you guys? Is that why?
Yeah, it is.
Gotcha. So what we would do is deposit money in your account, and then you'd pay it back with daily, weekly, or monthly payments
okay.
over the next 3 or 4 months or so until business starts to pick up again. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year? Just to get an idea of what we can get you approved for, what was your gross sales annually last year?
Okay, I took over in March, so that's all I have from.
Gotcha.
So I can tell you in just a second.
Okay. And what is your name? I'm sorry.
Pamby Gilly.
Pam?
Pamby Gilly.
Gilly, okay.
Okay.
So have you been in the kind of the industry for a long time and you saw opportunity there, so you purchased the business or?
Yeah, well, used to run McDonald's.
Oh, cool, like franchises?
McDonald's for, no, I was a GM.
Oh, cool.
So it looks like we've done about 60,000 since March.
60K since March, okay, so that's been, okay. So that's been around 7 months. So
about 10,000 a month.
Okay, gotcha. We'd probably be able to get you guys, I would say, anywhere from 10 to 15K. And then you could pay that back over a period of whatever works for, like, if the slow period is just over the next 3 months, you could pay it back over the next 3 months, but we can stretch it out for a little bit longer if it's something that you're looking to do. If we get you like 10 to 15K, will that work for you? Is that something that'll help?
We probably wouldn't even need that much. I would think
okay.
Something about 5.
Around 5. Okay. Do you guys have a line of credit that you use, like with your local bank or something? Or
nope. No. We've been just self-funding.
Nice.
Taking care of everything ourselves and just
yeah.
Doing what we can do. Trying
cool.
to stay out of debt. How's that?
Yeah, I know. I know. If you're self-funded, when it works, it works. If it goes smoothly, it's great. What I would recommend not doing is putting your personal money into the business, because then you're going to get taxed on it again. Some of the business owners I deal with, that was their old solution, where they're putting the money back in, money that they've already paid taxes on, you know what I mean? And then they're cycling into the business again, and they're just going to pay taxes on it again. So effectively, you're paying double tax. So that's kind of just my information point there.
Sorry.
That's okay. but yeah, typically how it works, what we need is a one-page credit application. We look at your most recent 6 months of your business bank statements, and then your previous year's tax return. Did the 2015 tax return already get filed for you guys?
No, we didn't. We didn't have a business last year.
Okay.
Candace, I guess, is the one that had this last year. But my contract runs for at least 7.
Gotcha. Was the business under the same name?
No. It was The Willow in the Bay, I think.
Gotcha. The Willow Bay Marina and Cafe, that one?
It was under the Willow and the Bay.
Okay, so now you guys are Willow Bay Marina, or no?
We're Willow Bay Campground.
Campground, okay, gotcha. Let me update that. Okay, so essentially it's almost an all-new business. You rebranded, new ownership.
Yep.
Okay, cool. You kind of just
carried... Those guys were bad.
Oh, really? Did they get
they
in trouble?
Were bad.
What happened?
They just did some really bad things. Took a lot of people's money and didn't follow through.
Oh, no. Like embezzling, kind of, or...?
Well, they embezzled from the city on their payments to them, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. That's so bad.
Yeah.
Are they sitting in the penitentiary right now, or...?
No, but they should be.
Oh, my gosh. That's criminal.
It is. As much money as they stole, yes, it is.
Yeah, man. So that's a good...
What are we looking at in payment-wise for something around $5,000?
Let's see. What kind of terms would you be looking at? Like, what would be best for the business? Do you want, like, something 3 months or something a little bit longer?
I would want something a little bit longer just because, like I said, we're in our slow part of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So let's say, like, 5 months, or what would you prefer?
5 would be fine.
Probably be fine. Okay, let me just do some quick numbers here. I don't know what rate you're going to qualify for, but I'm just going to use like a sort of average thing. So you said 5 months? I'm sorry, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Right about 5. I would say around $1,200 a month, but what we do is split it up into micro payments to make it more manageable. So we would if we put you on daily payments, it'd be broken up between 21 payments a month. It's not the payments don't go on weekends or holidays. I would say somewhere around $55 a day, if we get you if you're just looking for $5,000. So just to give you like an idea, but I'd be happy to get you like solid numbers on paper for you to kind of review, and if it works, you can take it, and if it's something that we can help you with, I'd love to help you. And then, in the future, if you guys have equipment needs, we do equipment financing as well. So once you kind of like start a relationship with us, it opens up a lot of doors. And we really want to help you grow. That's like, that's kind of our mantra.
What's the lowest amount that you loan?
The lowest amount that I've seen is like $3,000. Generally our loans are, I would say on average anywhere between 15K to like 200K. So as you're growing and you're needing to borrow more money to keep up with the growth, we're kind of flexible, and we work with sort of however your business is doing.
Do you want to email me, I guess, all the info and everything you need from me and let me see?
Yeah.
Let me look at it. And
yeah, you can just kind of review it, and if you have any questions, you could just give me a call. What's a good email for you?
It's willowbaycamp@gmail.com.
Okay. willowbaycamp@gmail.com. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can you spell your name for me?
It's TAMBY.
Mm-hmm. And then Gilley, GILLY?
GILLEY.
EY. Okay. And then Tamby, T as in Tom, A-M as in Mary, B as in boy, Y, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I get that right. Awesome. Cool. I'm going to send you a quick email with the application info. Like I said, it's just a one-page app, 6 months bank statements, and then you don't have a previous year's tax return, so we can work without that for now. So you would be considered a startup. So we do have programs for startups as well. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look forward to the email. Thank you.
Okay, Tamby. I'll follow up with you like Monday or something. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.